Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Double Team. It is a 1997 action comedy film starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dennis Rodman, and Mickey Rourke. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was not my cup of tea. When we talk about good, bad movies, one of the key components is that they're memorable. And this movie was the opposite of that. It is so forgettable, so basic, so generic. I didn't enjoy this one at all. What about you?
Did we watch this? I can't remember. This was a terrible movie, and you should not waste your time watching this film.
So, Tim, give him a rundown. What's it about?
This film follows Van Damme as a super assassin out to rescue his pregnant wife who's been kidnapped by a super terrorist. Aiding Van Damme is a flamboyant arms dealer played by Dennis Rodman, who's really just playing himself. Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie's plot is basic. It feels like if you got a computer algorithm to watch a bunch of good bad movies and spit out a script, this would be the script that got spat out, and it's not good. It's just derivative of so many other things. None of it is interesting. None of it is well done. And in the end, it makes it entirely forgettable, and that's a huge problem.
The most memorable aspect of this film for me was the editing. It's very bad editing. I mean, if you're an editing student or a film student, watch this movie for the bad editing. It doesn't make any sense. It's filled with poor decisions. Most noticeable for me was that the film never shows you the person who's speaking. It's constantly cutting away, so you never see their mouth moving. I don't know if that was for a foreign dub or the whole movie was dubbed, but it's really jarring and really disorienting. It doesn't make any sense at all.
The editing also causes things that sound like they'd be cool to not be cool. For example, there's a final action sequence where you're in the Colosseum. There's landmines in the Colosseum and tigers are chasing our protagonists around. That sounds cool as hell. In this movie, awful, uninteresting, boring. How is that even possible?
One of the biggest letdowns in this film is Jean-Claude Van Damme. The film came out in 1997, which is about 10 years past his peak, and the years of cocaine and partying are clearly taking their toll. He is not able to execute on the stunts and on the action scenes like he could in the past, and it's a real letdown to see him in this movie.
There's also a number of basketball jokes that are made about Dennis Rodman that pull the viewer out immediately. It breaks the fourth wall, because Dennis Rodman isn't playing Dennis Rodman. He's playing a character in this movie, ostensibly, but that's not what actually happens. People are making basketball jokes all the time. Why would that even make any sense in the world? And you notice that, and it's so glaringly obvious that it pulls you out as the viewer. It's really ruinous.
Was there anything about the film that did work for you, Michael?
There's some really cool stunt work, Tim, that was pretty well done. There was stuntmen hanging off of airplanes and doing some pretty intricate stuff. I enjoyed that, but hardly enough to save the movie.
Yeah, there's a couple of cool shots in this film, but really nothing worth recommending.
So, Tim, put this in perspective for our viewers. We've watched a lot of really bad movies. Nothing but trouble, Money Plane. We've seen some really great things. Where does this fall on the spectrum?
It's not even on the spectrum, honestly. This film is just a nothing. The biggest problem is the momentum. There's no momentum. They've got no pacing here. It's a very slow slog to get through this movie. And when you have no content and no substance, just wading through this endless malaise, it's a real challenge.
Tim, when should somebody watch it?
Never. Don't watch this movie. We've got a million other films that we've watched and reviewed that you should watch before this. There's nothing here. It's going to be a waste of your time. What about you?
Yeah, numerous other films that we've seen that are far better than this one. This is a flat nothing, and that is the ultimate sin in a good bad movie.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.